Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and Angler U. All right, weather, 80 degrees down on the island this morning. Looks like rain early. Mix of sun and clouds by afternoon, but high of 84. Southeast winds will be 15 to 25. That rain chance is 80%, so if you're in the line of these showers coming out of the Gulf, you may get a little shower today. Hopefully. All right, tonight looks like partly cloudy skies with a low of 78. South-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a stray shower or thunderstorm with a high of 84. Winds will be south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at Galveston Channel tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have, we're back on a four-tide schedule. We had a high occur at 3:27 a.m. It's a 1.7. Then a low at 9:25 a.m. It's a 1.2. With a high this afternoon at 2:04 p.m., a 1.5. And then a low tonight, 9:04 p.m., it's an 0.7. So these tides have gotten weaker coming off that equinox. And, boy, those bull tides we had. 7:22 a.m. is sunrise, 6:47 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now is 20%. Our new moon will probably, I think it's next Tuesday night. Looking at current conditions right now, it's south at 6 to 8. Down at the Galveston Channel, we have 80-degree air temperature with 83-degree water. And at Eagle Point, it's 77 degrees with 79-degree water with a southeast wind at 13 to 15. And at Morgan's Point, it is 77 degrees with 80-degree water, east winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. So 80-degree water temperatures in the middle of October. Come on, fall. We need you. All right. Well, let's get to our phones this morning. Let's go up to Lake Livingston to Penwa Campground and Marina and talk to our good friend Jody Blair and see what's going on in her neck of the woods. Jody, good morning. What's going on up there?
Good morning. Waiting for some of that rain. We need it desperately out here.
Don't we all, man? It's very, very dry.
It is. We're under a burn ban right now, as a matter of fact. My neighbor last weekend, she ended up getting a little wildfire behind her house. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, my husband had to get out there with about five or six water hoses to stretch it out because it was so back in there, fire department couldn't get to it. We had to wait for Forrester to show up and put it out. It was about 5 acres.
Goodness.
It went up fast.
That's scary,
yeah,
man. It's like kindling laying everywhere, you know?
It is.
That's something to be nervy about, living up in that area where you're at in East Texas, there and over towards Rayburn, you know, all the deep, you know, dense forest. And, boy, once it gets going, we watch it on TV in California. It gets out of control over there.
It does. And, I mean, when it's right literally in your backyard, it's you know, something to be concerned about. So I have my sprinklers going like crazy right now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Just, you know, something we just got to be, leery about, and don't be burning. People think
it'd be nice to get some rain, you know, for deer
100%.
Season anyway, you know.
That's, yeah, because, I mean, it's pretty much drying up all their little, you know, snacks they come out for, unless you're putting corn out, you know. There's only so much. And I'm seeing a bunch of, and it's sad, like these little baby bucks on the side of the road's been getting hit by cars. And it's normally I see a bunch of does, but it's been those little baby bucks out there and those little basket eights, you know, maybe basket six, but they're out there.
Y'all's rut's kicking in. They're running does, and the does are getting away and the bucks are getting slammed.
That's exactly how that works.
You know, the doe always evades the vehicle and the buck doesn't.
Yep, and normally it's kind of like it's a mixture, but this year it's more of those little bucks, you know, which is sad because they can grow up to be beautiful little trophy mounts on your wall, but not right now. So, but yeah, and that water, like you were saying, it's just not cooling down. We need that cooler weather. So, you know, it's sitting at 82 degrees right now, and right there in our little, you know, Pinwall Slough, the water's low. I haven't seen it this low the entire time I've been there. So until you get out there in that deep water on Livingston, you know, it's kind of low at the moment. So
yeah,
we need some of that rain.
Well, it's, y'all are almost a foot low now. I'm looking at the dam. The dam release has been at like 1750, which is a trickle, you know, for y'all's dam. It's been like that for about a month now, and it's showing you're almost a foot below pool.
Yep, that's what I was fixing to say. You know, we're at 1.01, you know, feet above pool. I mean, so it's we need some rain, Lord. Bring us the rain.
Well, they've
no
updated
flood,
here
just
as
the rain.
Of yesterday, the 16th. It's 129.92, so you're over a foot below pool. Normal pool's what, 131? So
yeah.
Boy, goodness,
we need it. But they're out there. Blue cats are really, really hot right now. So if you're out there looking for the blue cats, you know they're producing fairly well on that cut bait. So that's what's biting the most right now. You can get some of those largemouths, you know, if you're targeting on those structures and using those Carolina jig worms. Or rigged worms. It's early. You always
That's
tell me
right.
I'm going to get
hey,
used to this.
you're the first one. Now you know how I feel.
I know. Bless your heart. Oh, that's it's, early.
You think you'd get used to it, but it's brain fog is normal at 4 o'clock in the morning, without a
That's
doubt.
That's right. That is right. So,
catfish has been, you know, Conroe's wide open, too. You know, on catfish, mainly blues.
Yeah.
A few channels.
That's what I was
going
to say, the blues. The blues are the ones, you know, that are biting really good right now. But, you know, you can still catch those channel cats out there. So, and some of those largemouths, I hear those they're the next runner-up other than the catfish. So it's going to be those, you know, catfish, the blues, and then those largemouths. You know, they're catching those pretty well. The crappie are fair. But you got to kind of hunt those out because the water still ain't cooled down enough, you know, for them to come out like, you know, they normally do when it gets cooler, but it hasn't gotten cooler. So that's what we're needing. We're needing some rain and some cool weather.
Not whatsoever, man.
Yeah.
We'll get all the rain at one time. You know, that's coming this spring. And we could have a winter event. I've seen it before. And
I would like because, you know, it just makes it all sloshy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it sloshy.
If we have a cold, wet winter, there's going to be some nasty yards with all the grass. It's, you know, it's just.
It's all burnt up.
So, it's burnt up, and, it's going to be.
And, you know, on my property, we have, you know, a pretty big front yard, and we had a bunch of trees, and I couldn't grow grass. So I told my husband, I said, you need to take down some of these trees so I can grow some grass. So he did that last year, and this year I was finally getting some grass in the front yard, and now it's just all brown, dead, nasty. So
it's been a roller coaster. My yard went from the prettiest it's been in 15 years this year through the spring and early summer to the ugliest I've ever seen it.
Yeah, like my backyard, it's normally because we have like that lake in the backyard. So, you know, it stays pretty green back there, you know, but the front yard, but even my backyard's starting to look ugly. So, yeah, I'm not liking it. Not liking it at all.
And the trees are really stressed. I mean, the leaves are falling off and they're not even turning yet.
They're not. No, I've noticed that.
A little breeze comes up and leaves are flying everywhere. These trees are really stressed.
And that just brings me back to those, you know, those fires. Just, you know, if you're out here, please, please, please don't burn anything. It's bad right now. And you're allowed to burn if it's covered, like contained and covered. But it just takes one little, you know, gust of wind to blow a spark.
One pretty good size ember, you know, and it just drift off and hit that dead grass, and then you got issues.
That's right. That's right. So, we're doing good out there.
Be no deer, campfires at the deer camp this year unless we get some rain and lift these burn bans.
Well, it's so daggum hot, you don't want one.
Well, deer season's in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll get a cool front and somebody would love to have a campfire.
Yeah, true. But, you know, spray your campground down.
Burn all your habitat down.
Right. So, yeah, it's been a busy week up there. We've had some fishers coming in and out, you know, but we had that HVAC replaced, so I've been, like, all caught up in that. So I haven't really been able to keep up too much with the fishing out there. But I did have one of my guides come in and say, you know, basically what I just said, the catfish and the largemouth, that's what they're catching the most of right now.
You heard anything on white bass?
I have not. It's mainly
white bass pictures on the internet lately.
No, it's just, you know, the largemouth and a few stripers. I don't know where they're hiding.
Well, they're there.
So they're definitely there. They're just, you know, trying to get fattened up. You know, next year you're going to have those big boys, those trophy catches. Yeah. So. But they're out there hanging out in those vegetative regions, you know, just eating away.
Yeah. Well.
So, but, you know, we got good things going on. I'm got maybe 19 lots left to rent. So they were going there. They were going fast, and it kind of stopped this week. But I think that was just to give me some grace to get that HVAC replaced. But now bring it on. Anybody want to rent? We got 19 spots out there. We still have that special going on where, you know, you get rent, sign you a 12-month lease, you get the 2 months free, 6 month lease, you get the 1 month free. And if you know someone or you're referred to by one of our residents, you'll still get that incentive. And then we'll throw on top of it that resident that referred you, give them a month free as well. So,
cool.
And if you mention that, you know, you heard us on the show, you can come out there and get you a free, you know, boat launch if you're just coming out for the day. And then if you're needing a place to just hunker down and call it a little vacation getaway, some people live there. A lot of them pull it up and just use it like literally like a vacation home.
Yeah.
Come on out. We'll get you set up.
All right. So, well, cool deal. Give them some info how they can reach you. You know, web address, phone number, whatever.
Yep, you can call me at 936-209-4819. Look us up on the web. It's Penwaugh, Penwaugh, RVResort.com. And then if you're coming down 59, you're going to take you a left on 190, take it all the way down to 2457 and follow it, and you'll see the Pinwall Marina Road sign. Turn right there and come on in, and we'll welcome you.
All right. Cool deal. All right, Jody, you have a good weekend. Appreciate
you
the update
well.
From Lake Livingston. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Right,
have
a good
day.
All right, thank you.
You as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County now and check in with our good friend, Bob Green, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's going on, you old codger?
I feel like that, too. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm Cadillacing, buddy. Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as cool outside this morning as
no,
it had been.
No, it warmed up
during
with
the
southerly
week.
Flow.
Well, you know, this pattern has been so just the same. You know, I think like every day starts out the same and ends up the same hot.
Yep.
But a little bit on the fish kill that most of everything that I saw, too, is, you know, when we were fishing, we rounded the corner there in the intake, and there was, I mean, hundreds of them, those bigger shad, you know, those that are about 8-9 inches long.
Oh, really?
They were
like
just
gizzard
they
shad.
Were just
yeah,
yes.
Biggins.
And they were in the bull rush and stuff all the way around the area. They were just piled up in there, And then there were some perch. Now, I only saw one or two bass in there. So they handled it pretty well. But, you know, them shad are so fragile anyway. Even especially the little ones. But it made fishing a little tough, but all the areas are not like that. Because that morning, Tuesday morning, you had a northeast wind. So a lot of that was going to blow in there no matter what, even though the wind was not that bad. So that kind of answered that question about, it could have done that in just one of the coves, and then it all blew up in there. May have not happened all over the lake, but the further I got to the east was when I started seeing the most bait, and all that bait was right about the 10 to 15, I mean, just solid like that. There was so much bait there, I threw deep diving crankbait in, which you know I hate, but which to try to catch something in the middle of it, and that didn't work. So all of our fish are, you better get them in the first 2 hours,
yeah,
or it's going to be a little tough to search them out. And not seeing a lot on the graph, which is, that's your, Carolina rig, drop shot. Get them piled up in one spot, but it seemed like now you catch two fish here, and then you go to the next spot, and you may catch three, and then it shuts off, and you go to the next spot and catch one. It's just the way it seems right now, but most anybody you ask right now coming off the boat, boat ramp is, it was pretty good this morning, but then it tanked.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get past that spot. We got to have these cool last longer than just in the morning. Cool this stuff down. A little rain would really help.
Go a long way right now, just a little bit. Yeah. I'm not asking for much.
It's something. I mean, this is something that'll actually, get on my ponds here, or the tanks. Some of them fish up there swimming with their nose up in the air trying to maybe get a little more oxygen. We poured, my son and grandson brought a bunch of those perch over the day they caught the small ones, not the one that the grandson fillets, but right. They brought, I guess about 15 or 20, and they dumped them in there, and those perch were kind of swimming with their nose up in the air, and all of a sudden you hear one of them catfish come up under and go, suck it in. They got to eat pretty good that day. Not a lot of them died. I mean, I saw some buzzards out there picking up some of them that died, but other than that, it worked out good. So make sure they had something in there to eat. And yeah. Other than that, most of the report, what we caught Tuesday was mostly on Carolina rig. And a lot of people I talked to were talking about drop shot and Ned rig. Of course, there's some folks just want to throw that Ned rig off. I didn't even know about a Ned rig about 3 years ago. The guy that fishes with me usually all the way through June, July, said, you never used the Ned rig? I said, no. I said, can I use yours for a minute? And I finally caught a fish on it, which you can do the same thing with the jig head.
Yeah.
Do it that way. So that's kind of what going on. There's not much else going on. All the deer I'm seeing right now are never going to get to 13 wide. That group of them straight horns up is what I'm seeing right now.
High,
but
narrow.
I did have,
man, there's a lot of that gene pool in this state, from your way over through East Texas. It'll just they'll never be shooters by the law.
No, I mean, they're usually about 8 inches, what it amounts to. Or I don't think they even get to 10. there's no problem knowing that they're not legal to shoot, put it that way.
Yeah, you don't even have to guess at it.
No, but I had five bucks standing out there over a month ago, and any one of them would have been a shooter. There might have been one that wouldn't have been. But they had that. I mean, that's just odd that those deer show up twice on the camera, and that's it. And I haven't seen them again since then. So I don't know if they broke up and go do their thing or what. But
well, y'all ought to be starting to get a little rutting activity. I know it's
starting, you'll see
starting early over, you know, my way and up through East Texas a little bit. They're running does already, scrapes, rubs, whole nine yards, man.
Well, I've seen them, you know what they do when they'll whip them limbs in a big oak tree that's out there that's covered with vines and all, and then they'll squat, you know, on their glands and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
A little scraping and sniffing going on. Getting ready for it.
I'm ready to see them big ones come back in again. And you know, they'll finally show up, but a lot of times it's about the last week of season, if you're lucky, or 2 weeks after the season's over, you know. So, this weekend is going to be a full weekend. We got the lick skillet and Fayetteville that we're cooking gumbo for. We'll start on that about 4 o'clock Sunday morning. And then there's senior bingo that we do in Ledbetter.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long weekend. Now, the Kidfish Unlimited is this weekend in Fayette. So I know we talked about it last year.
Right. That is this weekend. Yeah.
There'll be bunches and bunches of people in boats and kids, and they'll have a really good time on that. But if they want to avoid, you know, the traffic, they may go over to Park Prairie Park, you know, if they're just going to, you know, unless they're going to stay for that and watch the prizes and the winners and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll have food and all that stuff and their prizes and a good time. But it won't be much parking over there once everybody gets in there. So that's just an alternative if they're coming up just to fish.
Yeah.
Then they can always take the boats over there from the other park. No problem.
True.
Yeah. So that's about all that's going on right now. You know, that fish.
You and everybody else. Everybody's waiting for, you know, a good fall run to kick in, cool down, get fish angry again. Hungry and angry.
Yep. And I haven't had a topwater bite yet. It's pretty much been an underspin, and the underspin's doing real good. If they take that little tail, that little flopper tail off the back, you might as well just put another one on, because you can't get a hit without that little flopping tail.
Oh, they shorted it and knocked that tail off, and I see.
And of course, those things are not real cheap if you use the ones that, you know, that they're real strong except for the tail.
Yeah.
Of course, them teeth on them fish right now, you know, they've regenerated. They're some thumb-ripping son of guns.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah. You have a really good day on the lake, you might have a bloody thumb at the end of the day.
That's right. You respect that thumb on a day like that. So, look at my thumb.
Though. After you go bass fishing, you come home and you got sandpaper thumb. I like that.
I know it.
We all got that day we fished with you and we caught all those fish. That was fun.
Oh, God, yeah. Nearly needed the glove for it, but anyway. But this week was also a lot of doctor deals. My back's feeling a whole lot better. I think we're going to avoid the surgery.
Good.
And then got shots in my knees and I'm going up down the stairs without aching.
Man.
So it's looking good for the year.
Back to old RoboCop again.
Oh, I tell you, I was dreading this deal about another surgery, being wheelchaired around for a few weeks.
Oh, man, that's...
Heck with that.
Oh, well. Well, hang in there, partner. You'll be all right.
I'll do it.
Come together.
All right.
See what I can do about getting you a couple of cold fronts in here and then get them bass angry again.
Oh, man, I'm waiting to put my buzz bait up and my little walk the dog bait up before I can blow up on it.
Use something different for a change. Yeah, it gets old throwing the same stuff all the time.
It's a lot of fun to watch them hit there. Because, boy, when they hit, especially when they hit that buzz bait, they just annihilate it.
That's fun, ain't it?
It's coming. It's coming.
All right, Bob. Well, hey, appreciate the update from Fayette. If Mark's doing okay, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's doing good. He ran a couple of trips this week, or okay. I know at one, and he did good on it, and he's getting good.
Keep a good dog down.
I'm telling you, I knew he was going to come back as soon as he could. So anyway.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen.
It's all good in Fayetteville and Leadbetter.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw him out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing with you, man.
It is 281-460-9200. Just give us a holler. Y'all have a great weekend coming up.
You too, Bob. You take care, my friend.
Take care.
All right, later. All right, later. All right, that's Bob Green up at Fayette County. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience. They're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 4:34 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Morning, Tommy. How's it going?
What's up, Mickey?
Oh, not a lot, brother. Not a lot.
No, same here. Just trucking along. Tired. A little bit long stretch.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Been a long stretch. But we're still going. Counting it down. Get a couple of days off next week, beginning of next week.
Yeah.
So, but it's a little warmer today than it has. About 5 degrees warmer today than
it
has.
Yeah, southerly flow. You know, with the storms in the Gulf and the southerly flow, it's brought our humidity back and temperatures up a little bit. So.
Yeah, my truck's reading like 72, and it's been about 65 all week when I was headed out. So is it hard? Is the wind hard today? I can't tell from here. But
well, the forecast, if you can take that for what it's worth, south to southeast, 15 to 25, it's nowhere near that right now.
Okay.
But mostly 10 at the most, maybe 12, 7 to 9, 7 to 14, just depends on which stations.
The southeast?
Yes. Southeast, right. Sweet southeast.
All right. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah, this is like people have been calling it. It's like tournament week over here. We've had like three tournaments this last weekend, and then we've got one today and three tomorrow. There's three tomorrow.
Man, y'all had like three or four in 4 days last week.
That's what I mean. You know? There's like seven or eight in a 8 day stretch or seven. So from last Friday through tomorrow, there'll have been like seven or eight tournaments.
My goodness.
Yeah, and maybe more than that because there's three tomorrow. We got the Texas threesome. The Texas threesome, the Buyers tournament, and the Aspen tournament is all tomorrow.
You fishing all three of them?
No.
I'm in the Buyers tournament.
I got customers. My customers are in the Buyers tournament.
Right.
I've got Bubba Buyers. He hired me for today, free fishing, and tournament tomorrow. Yeah, but you might as well just sign up, fish all three.
Right.
You know, the bass guys do that. You know, they do that on the lakes a lot. On Conroe, there'll be two on one day, and a lot of them will let you do it. They don't care.
Right.
And I know there's been several tournaments on Conroe that went to fish them both. So,
yeah.
But I'm not doing that. On saltwater, it's always different stringers. You know, every tournament's got different stringers and stuff, so it's hard to fish multiple. With bass, it's always pretty much the same thing. You got five fish and you go to the next one. This tomorrow, the tournament I'm fishing in is like a three trout, two red stringer, something like that.
Well, it's basically a redfish tournament then.
Yeah, pretty much. And then
the 5-inch slot on trout, I mean, if you include reds in there, you're basically fishing for big reds.
Right, yeah. No, it's a red tournament. All
and
of
pop
them.
You three pencils on the way in, that kind of deal.
Yeah. They're almost all redfish tournaments nowadays, unless it's just one, maybe. Or the trio, like the Texas threesome tomorrow, it's one of each. It's a trio tournament, which we get a lot of those these days. We get a lot of those blackjack tournaments these days. They call it a blackjack tournament, which that's really hard because that's what we had this last week, whatever that was. I don't know. One of the tournaments last weekend was a blackjack tournament. Nothing can be over 21 inches. So that means your redfish has got to be in a 1-inch slot. You have to catch a red from 20 and 21 inches. So that's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's tournament central around here this week. There's two next week also. Not as bad, but I think there's still two. And then after that, it starts slowing down after next week on the tournaments. November, I don't know of any, I don't think in November. They're all cut off after October.
Wonder why, because November's way better than October.
Deer and duck season start, and they
yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
They shut them down. It's all everybody crams them in October. But our fishing has been very so-so. It's not great. Well, there's been some good days, and there's the redfish guys are still doing okay. You know, throwing mullet.
Well, they use like cut mullet, or they use whole finger mullet, or what?
No, most of them use cut mullet.
Cut mullet.
Yeah, on bottom. Like a Carolina rig.
Right.
They make up like a Carolina rig and a cut mullet. And they chunk it on bottom. They're pretty consistent on the redfish.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, pretty consistent on it. But so they've been doing pretty good. You know, the weight fishermen may be a little better. It's been up and down, you know. I mean, since I've talked to you, I've had a couple really bad days, and I've had some really good days.
Yeah, well, that's normal for this time of year.
We did the Guides Cup was on Tuesday, and I thought I had that one, but I didn't.
I heard it was pretty slim pickings.
Yeah, so I went. I had no redfish. I was pre-fished and didn't. I mean, I had no redfish found. Like, every redfish I was catching was barely keepers.
Yeah.
And I got a tip from a buddy of mine that we used to fish together. And he said, man, he said, a couple of days ago, there was some good reds in a spot that me and him used to fish. But I hadn't fished that spot in, like, 5 years. And I said, you know what? And so, usually I don't go to a spot I hadn't fished in 5 years on tournament morning, you know. But I trusted him. He's a good friend of mine. I said, well, I told my guys, I said, we're going to go. I don't got any other good redfish options. I said, let's just go give it like 2 hours. Because the tide was high. I wanted to do it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Before it went out. And we rolled in there. And, I mean, right off the bat, we caught an 813 red. Bam.
Wow.
I said, all right. This is a good start. And then we caught a 4.5-pound red, which was a keeper. But I was like, all right, we're going to upgrade this. Well, then we sat in there for a while, and we caught a couple more reds, but they weren't none of them bigger than 4.5.
Yeah.
So it got to the point I was like, well, we're going to have to go with that 4.5. We got to go catch a trout, you know?
Right.
We were getting too late. I didn't want to. So then we went, and we caught 2 really good trout. Like, you know, I mean, really good these days. 3.5-pounders, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good for this year in these tournaments because nobody catches much over 4 anymore. But so I popped like 3.5-pound trout. We got another trout that was like 3. So we're setting pretty good. I wanted to upgrade that red and maybe 1 trout. Then we lost a trout. One of my customers lost a trout at the boat that was probably 4 or 5. It was the biggest one I've seen in a while.
Right.
And we lost at the boat, and I knew that was going to get us. And then we never upgraded that other red. So I don't know. I think we ended up getting like 4th place or something, fourth or fifth place overall. I think we got maybe 2nd place, Big Red, with that 813. But that 813 got beat out. Troy Keene had an 888. So
wow.
Yeah, so that's how that went down.
Yeah, those are some fatties. 888, you know, and being a keeper, that's a good one. That's
right.
That's what you look for.
I know. That's why when I caught that 813, I thought, man, this is pretty solid here. You know, because the last Guides Cup 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, 6-pound red won it. One big red, 6-pounder.
I'll be darned.
So and I told my guys, I was like, this fish is over 2 pounds bigger than what won the last one. But there was bigger reds caught in this one. But not trout. I mean, we're still not getting much trout over 4 pounds in our tournaments. You know, that's about the high end of our trout over here on all these tournaments.
Yeah, that water gets colder, they'll get a little bigger. Bigger ones start cooperating.
We need some. Yeah, that's what we need.
What's y'all's water running over there, about 79, 80?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Mm. It was, what did I look at it yesterday? God, I don't even remember. But yeah, it was somewhere around 80 when I looked at it yesterday. It might have been 78 in the morning and 80 when I came in, something like that.
There it is, the 17th of October.
It was 80, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, here it is, middle.
We may not have to put on waders till November this year.
Yeah, because I don't see another front in the next week or two anyway.
I'm not seeing anything substantial at all.
So, yeah, it might be November. But
well, this may be a fall where it just goes straight from summer to winter. Seen that
we've had
too.
Those.
Yeah,
I've seen them. We've had them. And that could be it. I just hope the wind just kind of keeps it calmed down. I mean, as long as it don't go to cranking. Any one of these that, you know, just stay calm.
Sunday
a
we got that kind of a northeast front that'll come through. Looks like it's going to be in northeast at about 20 on Sunday. And then we'll drop down to the low 60s on Monday night on the coast. Houston's going to show about 61 for a low.
But, so there's a little cool down.
But then it turns right around on Tuesday and it'll be 90 degrees. Yeah, not much going on. Southeast winds for a week after that.
Yeah.
Play
yeah, that's
ball.
What I saw. I saw it for a pretty good while. There's southeast
right.
winds trailing.
All right, Tommy boy. Well, it's always good talking to you. Appreciate the update from Matagorda. Somebody wants to call you about coming over. Give them some info.
Yeah. On Facebook, Tommy Alexander, but phone's always best. Text or leave a message if I don't answer at 979-709-8242.
You got it, buddy. Tommy, have a good day. Be safe out there, brother.
All right, we're going to try.
All right, thanks, man. All right, it's Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. Now let's hop down to South Padre, way down the coast, and check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm all right. Well, you're back in the fishing saddle again. How was your hunting trip?
Back in it. Oh, man, it was unbelievable hunt. Went out and harvested.
Your dad shot a good one.
My dad shot a giant one, yeah. Not like a mega giant, but my dad shot a real good one, 300-inch bull. You know, about 315. Mine was about just over 300.
That'll work.
Yeah, it was a truly amazing hunt. It was spectacular being out there in the mountains and all that stuff and seeing the elk come out and
where'd
shooting
you go,
them.
Where'd you
go,
New Mexico?
Yes, sir. I was out in Mora, New Mexico.
Awesome. Boy, I bet that was pretty.
Yes, sir. Just pulled back in town about less than a week ago and shoot, no days off, right back to fishing.
Back at
so.
It.
Yeah, we've been back at it, and when I first got back, it was still a little windy and bouncy, you know, so I couldn't really get outside to tarpon fish like I was scheduled to do.
Right.
But we did a bunch of snook fishing, and the snook fishing was pretty good, and then just your regular stuff, your top waters and your live baits once it gets kind of hot out. The top water has still been the best. We've been throwing top waters almost all day. And then I started getting back into the flats a little bit and drifting around, and I went and found some about 3 foot deep area, bunch of nice potholes, you know, sandbar located nearby, and started drifting around, and there seems to be quite a bit of speckled trout around. You know, we've been, you know, pretty easily catching the limits of speckled trout on just throwing artificials, you know. So that's been good, and normally in these areas I'll throw a popping cork, but this time of year it's already getting to where I like to throw the jig head.
Mm-hmm.
Even for my clients. And
yeah.
It's been good. There was some bunch of redfish mixed in there, you know, and our redfish are kind of balling up in a little bit of deeper water. There's definitely a bunch on the flats, but the ones that I've been catching are kind of balled up in that kind of trout water, that 3 foot, and there's been no wind, so you're driving around on the boat and you see the schools start working, you know, and you can kind of troll and motor up and sneak into them and snag a few of them. It's been pretty fun. Not snag, but, you know, catch a couple of them.
I knew what you meant.
It's been pretty fun. and they're chewing, and then you know, finally the last couple of days calmed down, and I've been having quite a few early morning sickos. I had one yesterday, the last 2 days, and we went out, and like I said, we were in the flats and we were catching some good fish there. But then yesterday we went out to the jetties, try to chase some tarpon and stuff, and we saw some big ones, couldn't get them to bite. We got a smaller medium one in the 60-pound range, you know,
right
up to the boat, and found a big school of bull reds, and we whacked about, shoot, maybe 20, 30 bull reds, fish. Yeah. And then we stopped in at my uncle's old shrimp boat and caught two keeper ling. So my clients yesterday had an absolute blast. They caught limits of
uncle's old shrimp boat. What ling. Is that like? Is it sunk in its structure or what?
Yep. Yeah, it's a sunken cool. shrimp boat, maybe just a mile offshore.
Oh, I got you.
And I like to go there a lot because nobody knows the number, you know. And
right.
There's been a school of maybe 20 plus ling on there, you know, swimming around, and I'll go and pluck one or two out every once in a while, you know.
Right. That's awesome. That's a couple of good bonus fish right there.
Oh yeah, they taste really good too, and they're pretty good ones, you know, 30 pounders.
Perfect. It's good eating right there. Ling steaks.
Yep. And then, like I said, we found that school of bull reds at the inlet, the jetty there, and we put the pounding on those guys for a while and called it a day.
Are they through with that dredging down there yet?
No, not at all.
It's going to be a while, huh?
It's going to be a while. It's going to be through next year because they're getting ready to make stuff for that.
I've been 20 years now in my bay system. I mean, it's nonstop. It's crazy.
You'd think that they'd finally stop sometime, but they never do.
Well, there's just too much demand for it with all the commerce, you know, all these ports and inlets. And
by the time you already finish it up, shoot, it's been 10 years. Time to re-dredge the other stuff
right,
again. Start back over again. So,
yep.
But it's been silting up the water. It's actually made us have a really slow year for the bull reds, you know, and a slower year for the tarpon. You know, I caught quite a bit of tarpon this year, but I did not see the gigantic schools that would sit
not
there
like
for
last year, huh?
Yeah, sit there too. For five days at a time. These schools would just sit there, you know. But now they come and they'd be there for a day. That silt would get all up in there, I guess, and
right,
they wouldn't hang out for that long.
Fish don't like that. I wouldn't either.
No, especially this water normally has got 20-foot viz, you know, and mm-hmm. and then right now it's got like two, you know, so big change. And then the clean water right now, when you got the heavy incoming tides, I mean, that harvest moon brought in some mega, like, king tides, probably for you guys, too.
Yeah.
That we had about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
But we still got high tides. We
had some bull tides, and, you know, we were pulling northeast winds, which all automatically elevates our water levels anyway. And then with the equinox, it made for some pretty good bull tides, buddy.
Yep, we had it like that, and it pushed in piles of jellyfish, piles of them.
Yeah.
Like there's just tons of patches of them. You almost feel like you're going to clog up your motor driving through them. You know, it's that time of the year. It was the same thing last year. It's 2 years in a row that I've seen these crazy amounts of jellyfish, like those little, like, four-bar ones or whatever they call them, the moon jellies.
Yeah, the moon jellyfish, the one that has the four rings in the top of them, those white rings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't sting it too horrible, but they will. Yeah. They're not as bad as some of them, but they've got the little strings on them, and they'll get you.
Yeah, they're not as bad as the Portuguese man of war, but they're bad. I had one wrap all around my waist and belly area, wade fishing one time. I was wading deep. My shirt tail came out of my pants, and, whew, man. Thought somebody wrapped the extension cord around me and plugged it into the wall. It had me hopping.
Yeah. That had to be what it sounded like.
Yeah, so, buddy.
We're going to give it a shot again today and see what happens. You know, we're gonna try to chase some tarpon.
Cool.
And go from there, you know, but we're you know, nearing the back end of the season, so
Yeah.
You don't have like the thick, crazy numbers.
Like you said, it's not over till the boys down south say it is.
I'm the first, last one to see him, you know.
That's it. First one and the last one. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if Brian, if somebody wants to get with you and come down and hook up, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Sure. A direct call or text would be the best way. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you could check out the website, InshoreFishingSouthPadre.com.
All right, man. We all got plenty of elk meat for the winter. Maybe a long one.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all be
We're good. Ready.
That's good stuff, buddy. All right, well, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, man.
You too, sir.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.